We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram as we continue our conversation here. Let's get into Vision 360. That was held recently, a couple months ago?
It was about a month ago. It was right about the same time in April. And it was on a Friday night, and we combined it with an alumni reunion. And it was just a wonderful night. We had about 320 in attendance at the Hilton Garden Inn, and along with the alumni awards that we gave away to three very deserving alumni, we also gave away our current student awards and honor them for their service on campus and leadership there, also leadership in the community and just their servant's heart all the way around. And I didn't bring the list of names with me, but we had some very well-deserving candidates, and it's really kind of a fun time that to see their alumni who win the award. One of those award winners was 83-year-old pastor Daryl Boston, and he humbled me by just the way he kind of bounded up the stairs. I mean, even at that age, he's still energetic, and appreciate what he's done and what he does because it's really fantastic. One of the other alumni award winners is one of our local residents, in fact, Natalie Holdren, this youth pastor at Crestview Christian Church, has done a great job, and it was wonderful to honor her and what she's done. And then Dave Cook is also local and works at Pawnee Mental Health, and honored him for what he has done not only there but also in motivating people and in, through his own life and his words as well to be a part of foster parenting, and has done a tremendous job at that, he and his wife. And so it was an honor to recognize them. But not only do we do that, but that night is also the night that we give kind of a 360-degree view of the impact of MCC. And we do that, like I said, through our alumni awards but also our current student awards. And it's a fundraising night for the college. And it was a great night for us, all total, connected to that evening. God provided about $75,000 in gifts. And so those will all be used to help us move forward at the school. And they went in several places, a little bit to the annual fund, a little bit to our scholarship we announced last year, which is our Game Changer Scholarship. And it's an endowed scholarship fund that helps students who are having difficulty financially. Every year we seem to have a handful of students who say, you know what, I'm working. My parents have done all they can do. I've received the federal aid I'm going to get. I've taken out as many loans as I can get, and I'm just still short. And they get a lot of help from churches and everything else, but they're still short. And so it's a game changer fund that we started a year ago, an endowed fund, which now has about $128,000 in it. And the interest off of that helps these students. When there's that gap that they don't know how they're going to fill, that we fill it in. And a little bit came in for that night. And that night as well, we announced a new campaign that we're starting called the Multiply Campaign. We want to multiply relationships. We want to multiply leaders. We want to multiply the impact of MCC. And one of the things that we need to do that is one of the tools that we use. We need to replace, and that's Johnson Hall. I'm sure everybody that lives in Manhattan that's driven down 14th Street has seen the residence hall that's directly across the street from Burger King. It was built in 1964. There are single-pane windows. The exterior walls have no insulation. I mean, let's go down the list of how we built things in 1964. And we had it evaluated a few years ago, and the engineers and contractors who looked at it said the bones are good, but to get it everything where it needs to be today, according to current code for doorways and bathrooms and everything else, it would cost us, well, and that was about 8 years ago, $2.5 million, and we would lose 18 beds. And so really from a fiscal responsibility, we didn't believe that was wise to do. And we've now announced this campaign, the Multiply Campaign, and it's to build a new residence hall on campus. And the majority of the gifts at the Vision 360 night came in towards that. And when you count some other money we'd already set aside, a house that we had owned by the south of the Holiday Inn there, we set aside some money from that as well as some money that was given in 2012. Along with another commitment that we received right before the Vision 360, we're already over $500,000. And we're in the stage of doing some more due diligence of what will be the concept, the layout, and that way we can go to an architect and say, here's what we need to build, what will that cost, let's get working on the plans. We'll also have to go through the city approval process, but it's already on our PUD, so I think we're going to be okay on that. But it's a big process for us, and we need to replace Johnson Hall, and are excited about this campaign, and it's a campaign to build a new residence hall at Manhattan Christian College. And everybody always asks, you know, what will happen to Johnson Hall right across the street from Burger King, and the long-term plan for that location on our PUD is for a new academic building. And so we will be sometime in the future, once we have the residence hall, we will be tearing that building down. And it's kind of become a blockage almost, which at times is great, but it's also not that good because people don't see our campus, and it will open up more presence on our campus with that out of the way. And when we put a new building back there, we will design it in such a way that it doesn't become as limiting from a visual perspective. And so overall, the 360 was a great night when you think about all that we celebrated with our alumni and students, as well as so thankful for those who gave financially and have committed financially to be able to announce that this campaign, before we even really launch it wholeheartedly, we're already over $500,000 toward what we estimate between about a $3.5 to $4 million project for us, including furniture in the building as well as architect fees. And so pretty exciting start, and we look forward to letting more information out maybe next time in a couple of months when I'm on in the air. I'll have more details that I can share about what that's going to look like.
Yeah, well, that's exciting for you guys.
And it is.
What a great project here. And, you know, probably by the time that thing gets built here, that the Johnson building would be almost 60 years old, I guess.
And yeah, it's pretty amazing. So, when you have students living there in the last 20 years that I've been here, it's been young men living there. You know, you have about 80 young men living there for 9 months out of the year, and there's a little bit of wear and tear on a building like that.
I'm sure, yeah.
But it's awesome.
Well, that's good news. Well, that's a big news here for Manhattan Christian College. You've also got coming up here real soon a trip.
Yeah, we're excited about this. We've been thinking about it for a few years of, you know, I know K-State does a lot of trips, and they go to a lot of wonderful places, but a unique location that really fits with Manhattan Christian College is a trip to the Holy Lands in Israel. And you're able to visit a lot of very special places, the city of Jerusalem, you see the Sea of Galilee, we do the Jordan River Valley, you get to see just so many of the special sites that are recorded in the Bible and in history in the Bible, and it's truly a pilgrimage of a lifetime. I've had the privilege of going twice. I went when I was 19 years old, and in a unique side story, that's when I decided to go into ministry. And that helped me be, in fact, 2 days after I returned from my Holy Land trip when I was 19, I left for Manhattan, Kansas to come to Manhattan Christian College, and that was in 1981. And I've been a Kansan ever since, as my dad predicted. And we're taking the opportunity to be able to take this trip and encouraging alumni and friends of the college to sign up and go May 22nd through May 31st in 2020, making a year-out plan because of just how long it takes people from a calendar perspective to be gone that long, as well as to financially plan for a trip like this. The estimate on the cost is in the $3,500 range per person. We'll be able to buy, get the price on the airline tickets coming up here in July. We can only go so far in advance for that. And we'll be looking at it, and that will help firm up the price even more completely. Included in that is everything basically but lunch. You know, the lunches while you're out and about on the tours would be out of your own pocket. But, you know, from experience going a few years ago, you know, it's pretty minimal, $5, $6, $7. You'll be able to get some of the local food, which is really kind of fun, able to eat local food at some of the local spots around in the different cities. And so we're excited about this opportunity. Again, May 22nd through 31st. It's going to be a phenomenal pilgrimage. My wife and I are going to be going on the trip, as well as our director of alumni and our vice president for academics. We're using an alumni's travel agency called True Hope Travel. And if people would like more information, they can go on www.truehopetravel.com. And they're based out of Colorado. And on that site, they can click on the Manhattan Christian College trip and get more information and send an information to get more. And we only have space for 48, and we're already at about 30 who have paid their deposit. That doesn't mean they're going, but you have to have a deposit to reserve your spot. But here within a few months, people are going to have to firm up that they're going, they're in or out. But we would love to have people in the community of Manhattan join us, because it is an incredible trip and a very special place to go. I know people worry about safety, but yet I've been, again, to Israel and have a lot of friends who go a lot more than I've even been. And the nation of Israel does a really great job, because tourism is such an important part of their economy and protection. And it's just a great, great trip and will mean a lot to everybody who's able to go. So we encourage people to check it out. If they want just more information from us, call us at the school, 539-3571. We'd be happy to answer whatever question they would have.
Kevin, I need to interrupt for a breaking story. I have this confirmed from City of Manhattan at the Amanda Arnold Elementary is being evacuated due to a report of smoke in the kitchen, and fire crews for the City of Manhattan have just arrived on the scene at Amanda Arnold on Hudson Avenue. Our own Nick McNamara is en route to try to find out some more information. So we wanted to bring that information to our listeners here at News Radio KMAN. Amanda Arnold being evacuated, smoke in the kitchen, but the whole building has been evacuated. So we'll keep you up to date throughout the course of the morning here at KMAN.
All right, very good. Well, about out of time here, I'll let you have a chance to talk about what's coming up this summer here.
Well, as people well know, on a summer campus, you know, it's just an opportunity at a college for us to freshen up our campus, go through and do a deep clean in all the residence halls and all our classroom buildings. And we're going to be having new student enrollment days as some of our new students come in and pre-enroll and get all the details covered before they come in August. And like I said, 2 months ago when I was on our camp teams, we've got four teams of four each. They're going to be going to Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, Nebraska, Illinois, Missouri, Arizona, a variety of camps all over the nation, and just promoting MCC and helping make a difference in those lives. And a lot of students and faculty leaving on summer mission trips to Poland and Kenya and Ireland, just to name a few. In fact, we have a team of seven leaving for Ireland next Tuesday. For Poland next Tuesday. And one of our professors, Dave Caperi, in our intercultural studies program, along with his wife, Jen, and five of our students are going to be spending 11 weeks in Poland this summer on a mission trip. And just a wonderful opportunity. So MCC's always got a lot going on, even though we may only be doing four-day weeks. We're going to be busy and a lot of impact's going to be going on. And we just appreciate you guys for giving us the opportunity to speak today. So that's why I brought you cookies. And we appreciate the city of Manhattan and all the wonderful people who help support us here.
All right.
I could use some milk, though.
Sorry, man. I left that
one out. That's all right. That's all right. Thank you. That was a nice treat. Appreciate that. Did you get one for you when you...
No, I just got a cup of coffee.
Really?
Yep. Sorry.
Are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling great. I was just thinking about you two guys.
Thank you so much.
I'm touched.
That'll do it for In Focus here today, Dave. And we have the chamber on tomorrow.
That's right. I saw Jason Smith last night, and he's excited about his opportunity to be here on News Radio KMAN tomorrow morning on our regular third Thursday group meeting with the chamber.